This book is called The Hips of the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish.
After weeks of heated debate, a drag queen named Luna sat down to read a book to children at Ketchikan's public library on Friday.
Hair on the drag queen goes up, 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 up.
When she's not in drag, Luna goes by Tommy Varela Kosak.
I'm a public school teacher. I think education is so important. And to come down here and be able to do this accomplishes two things.
One, she says, is to simply entertain kids.
Kids get to come in and have a great time and celebrate pride. People, kids who maybe have same-sex parents or gay uncles and aunts, etc. But at the same time, I think it was an opportunity to prove what we were doing is more than okay to all those people who thought it wasn't.
Children and parents turned out by the dozens for the event celebrating Pride Month. Library Director Pat Tully says the library had to add two more readings to accommodate everyone who wanted to come.
This, I think, is probably the biggest story time we've ever had.
It almost didn't happen. A firestorm erupted on social media when the library announced the reading, and twice members of the city council tried to cancel the story time, including a day before the event.
The city should not be promoting or advocating for events where the goal is to normalize gender fluidity in young children.
That's City Council Member Riley Gass speaking at a meeting on Thursday, the day before the Storytime event was scheduled. He asked the council to prevent the reading from going forward.
Encouraging young, impressionable children to pursue this lifestyle is dangerous and should not be promoted, advertised, and sponsored by city departments or in city buildings.
Residents crowded the council chambers to deliver almost 2 hours of testimony on the issue. It was split almost evenly between supporters and opponents. But the council ultimately rejected the request to cancel the event on a 5-2 vote. City Council Member Judy Zinge said she didn't buy Gass's argument.
If you're that worried that seeing a bit of glitter is going to change your child sexually, then yes, you should probably stay home. You probably shouldn't take your child there. I'm not going to support this because I think it's very discriminatory. And I really am embarrassed to be sitting here knowing that we have to deal with this.
Other council members, including Janely Gage and Mark Flora, said they weren't sure the city could legally prevent the event from going forward. In a 10-page memo, the city's attorney said canceling the event could violate a local non-discrimination ordinance, state civil rights law, and the First Amendment. Back at the library, four police officers, including the police chief, joined Storytime supporters standing guard as attendees filed in. Kindergarten teacher Rebecca King stood outside the front door with an umbrella at the ready.
And we're just here in case there's yelling and shouting to use our umbrellas to help shield kids from the protesters, but so far it's been lovely and peaceful.
And it stayed that way. The most visible opposition was a lone protester, Sam Ryan, who stood by himself with a sign bearing a handwritten Bible verse.
I am expressing my displeasure with the city council's decision last night.
Kids and parents who showed up for the event gave rave reviews. 14-year-old Inessa Kapralova said Luna looked beautiful in her purple rhinestone-studded dress and platinum blonde wig.
And I'm jealous of her makeup. Like, it was like 10 times better than I could ever do, and that's impressive.
12-year-old Kehlani Clevenger said it was her first time ever seeing a drag queen.
I loved it. I loved how open they were and that how you could be anything you want to be.
Kehlani's younger brother, 10-year-old Kenyon Clevenger, was also a fan.
My favorite part was how everyone was saying like they don't want people going though, and then she ends up having to do the story time 3 times.
Though the story time is over, the backlash continues. There's a brewing campaign now to get a proposal to cut the library's funding on the municipal ballot this fall. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.